We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello, and welcome to TV Times 3, Episode 50. I'm Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Ray from RamblingsOfATVHorror.com.
And I have to be honest, this is... Surprise! Our celebration for the 50th anniversary is that we recorded 15 minutes without recording it. So even on this second go-through, I almost said my name again after Jason said his, even though I had already previously introduced myself first.
So the momentous epicness of this podcast, it should be even better because we've practiced the opening already.
We practiced it. And I've already pointed out and apologized to everybody. I may not be funny. Let's just get this done. Ray is feeling a little ill today, so
just surround
her with love.
In case you can't tell.
Oh, poor
don't
Ray.
Worry, you can't get it just by listening to the podcast.
I just coughed, so maybe you can.
So, Amory, do we have any news?
CBS has cut the number of episodes for numbers.
You can't be here.
No three, as we like to call it around here. Because rumor has it that this is effectively setting up the end of the show. We'll not have probably numbers next season.
Yeah, it's episodes are numbered.
Oh, and CBS, conversely, use the same word this time, has increased the number of accidentally on purpose episodes by 5. Good for them, but what, right?
You think they did that on accident or on purpose?
I'm sorry, did you not record us so that you could make a pun every time we say something? Were you like, I didn't record it? No.
Just saving them all up.
Saving them up. Save it for the podcast. The real one.
I didn't say some of them the first time. I figured since you weren't going to be funny, I'd give it a shot this go around.
Oh, Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin to co-host the Oscars.
To which, I guess, okay. But most likely, I'm not going to watch it.
See, I watch the Oscars every year, no matter what. No matter who's hosting, even if it's crap. Because I do like the movies, right? But it's going to, I don't know, I like them both. I don't know how it's going to work with two hosts and 10 movie nominees. And
they've had two hosts before.
I don't remember
10
that.
Movie nominees. They have, because Steve Martin used to host with, has hosted with, what's his face? Starts with a B. Never mind.
Billy Crystal?
Yeah, like they did Whoopi Goldberg, Billy Crystal, and Steve Martin all together one year.
I think I wasn't old enough to stay up late for that yet.
Okay, screw you, Amory.
Surprise! I am going to be funny. Moving on.
Yes, please.
Gordon Ramsay, again, bringing a new amateur cooking competition show, Master Chef, to Fox. And I've said this a million times, literally, today. Why does he need another show?
That's a lot of shows, and that's here. He's
He's
doing the same shows. I don't know about this one, but he's doing the same shows over there too.
Tom Wilson, tell me, are you sick of Gordon Ramsay yet? Let us know.
Apparently, people like swearing and food, so
and hopefully together, right? David Tennant, the Doctor. The Doctor. Doctor Who has been cast as the lead of a new comedy for NBC set in Chicago. That's what I'm hearing. I could have read that wrong.
That's what I heard, too.
Okay.
Yeah, the basics is he was a really good lawyer, but suffers some sort of breakdown of some sort and starts suffering from anxiety attacks, which doesn't allow him to practice, and so he decides to continue practicing that he's going to help his clients defend themselves.
And interesting.
It's supposed to be both comedy and drama, and with a little twist there, so might be fun.
He's awesome. Love him. Now comes the part of the podcast where Ray needs to take her headphones off, because I'm going to spoil a little bit of Lost for her.
Again. Well,
again.
For the first time.
All right. Are you ready? Wait,
I'm
is
ready.
She gone? So new series regular on Lost this season. We've seen her before, Salika Robinson. She plays Alana, the Egyptian woman. I think she's Egyptian. She is going to be a series regular. So, Ray! There you go. All right. That's the news. And now you know what we cared to share with you. or could find online.
For any other TV news, you can search that place out there on that thing.
Interweb. All right. Now, we decided to do a mini topic this week, not a full topic. We're going to rush through it like we did the first time because we've had practice. We know what shows we're going to say this time around. Here's where we're going to talk about new shows we thought we'd like but don't, recurring shows we stopped watching this season, and a new show we didn't think we'd like but now do. So think about that. Jason, you're up. Show we thought we'd like but don't.
Yeah, I thought I was going to like the middle. I liked the first episode enough to give it a few more episodes, but it just doesn't bring enough funny for me to continue. So it's a show that I thought I'd like, but I don't hate it, but I don't like it near as much as I thought I was going to.
Ray?
And have stopped watching it, so.
Oh, okay.
Flash forward.
Should I ask you again like I don't know? Is that because you just hate it, or?
Yeah, why is that, Ray?
Oh, God, people. I don't care about the characters. And even don't ask, even after this, everybody else thought was great and I still thought was crap. I'm not watching. I think I'm giving up on it completely. So there you go. And I wanted to love it. I just don't.
Well,
for me,
we're down again a little bit. So
yeah,
it seems
going
like
down.
Each week, more and more people keep jumping off.
No pun intended. That was recorded, right? Because that was funny.
Yeah.
Okay. For me,
you're so humble.
I know. It's The Good Wife. I like the cast. I like the characters. Nothing about the show is really like, oh my God, keep watching me. You love me. Other people have been like, oh my God, it's brilliant. I don't find that. I don't agree. I'm watching reluctantly. So, returning show, we stopped watching this season. Jason, go.
For me, it was Heroes. Have stopped watching it.
What?
I don't know. For me, it's Heroes. That sounds better.
You have to keep the was in. That was incredible. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking
it was a show.
I was watching, so but right. Isn't anymore. Yeah, I recorded the first couple episodes thinking I was going to give this season a try, and they just sat there on the DVR, and pretty soon I was like, I need space for other stuff. So I deleted them and haven't watched an episode all season.
And, come on, good for you. Good to stand your ground.
And don't feel like I've missed a thing at all.
I gave up on Heroes at the end of season two. So, whatever. Ray.
Ugly Betty, because I said last season that I wasn't going to watch the season, and I haven't changed my mind about that. Actually, I did watch like a tiny bit of one episode, and it just reiterated everything I think, because it's always about Betty's freaking love life.
Yes, it is.
Which, whatever. And Fringe, which, as discussed previously, is mostly because Thursdays is so crowded, and I have to watch it online, and I just never make the time to sit down and watch it online. So maybe if Fox offered it on demand, I would watch it.
How about that, Fox?
Sorry, okay. Will.
Yes, oh, Will. For me, it's Brothers and Sisters. I caught up on last season, and I've said this, and I haven't, and I'm not just talking about earlier in our practice round. I'm talking about whoever I talked to about the show. As soon as they started, the brother and sister started sleeping together, regardless of whether they're related, I was like, maybe this show isn't for me. And I know that a lot of people are saying the storylines is great this year are great, but I can't do it. So sorry. And that's that one. And new show we didn't think we'd like, but do. Jason, go.
For me, it's The Vampire Diaries. Of the new CW shows, I thought it was premiering in the fall. I thought it was their best, but not that it was great or anything. So on a scale of CW, it was it wasn't bad. But I didn't think that, you know, another vampire show set in high school, you know, whatever. But I've watched multiple episodes and, you know, I've continued on and it's gotten better and better, and I find myself oddly looking forward to watching that. I think maybe I might delete that out when I go back and edit the podcast. But yeah, that's The Vampire Diaries. It's definitely the show that I didn't think I was going to like really at all, and I do. So.
Excellent. Ray?
I don't really have one. I put down Cougar Town, but I never expected not to like Cougar Town.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised that I'm still watching that. I just don't. None of the ones I didn't want to watch, I didn't keep watching them.
Excellent.
Sorry.
And for Sorry, Vampire Diaries. I'm never going to watch that. For me, it's The Vampire Diaries. Luckily so, because I really did not want to like it, but now I find myself kind of obsessed with it. And Eastwick, which I couldn't stand the pilot. I just thought, and I have to be honest, I still hate Rebecca Romijn, but I'm really enjoying the show. So, and I'll point this out again. One's a ratings juggernaut. One is slowly fading away. And I watch them both.
And oddly enough, the one that's fading away has more viewers than the one that's the ratings juggernaut. So figure that out, TV fans.
Yeah. So that's that. Let us know yours.
Yeah, call in or write in or email in or leave a comment on the post. And
Morse code.
Yeah, tell a text message, Twitter.
Yep, you got it.
And let us know what show you don't like, what show you stopped watching, if any, and any new shows that you didn't think you were going to like but have really started to enjoy.
All right. You guys know what it's time for?
It's time for that...
Prime time!
Yeah, that's it.
Prime time!
So, that took right about the same exact amount of time that it took the first time. Awesome. So, The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race!
It's season 15, episode 6. This is not my finest hour.
And it's confession time for me and Ray. For me, it was that I didn't watch the episode, I just read a recap.
And it was the first time I had my sickness, and I had a temperature of 102.4. And sorry, I couldn't remember how I said it.
The song is, I got a fever of 101?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I had a fever, a very high fever. I had just taken my Formula 44. I was a little loopy when I was watching it. So I don't really remember much of what happened, except that Sam and Dan won, and that's who I picked to win. So there you go.
Excellent. They finally won. Haven't they been coming in second a lot?
Yeah.
Or like third, whatever. They have never really won. So that's good news. So good for them. And the poker players are gone. And I do think it was... I hate when somebody loses because they can't finish a challenge. Like the one year, the people in the what was it? Like the maze? No, where were they? Like a cornfield or something? And they were digging through bales of hay?
Yes.
And to find something, and they were like stuck out there all night and still had to come to them and say, sorry. I hate when that sees them home.
Well, they did it to themselves.
I know.
Like, they should have not tried. I just don't. They tried that thing so many times. Like, they killed all of their strength trying to get the thing up to the bell. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they literally, like, they did it so many times that I was just like, why do you keep doing it? You're not going to do it. Like, move on to the other task. And it took them so long to make the decision that by the time they moved to the other task, they were too exhausted to do the other task.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of went back and forth because they couldn't get either of them done. And then Ryan and Erica, who I still like them, even though a whole bunch of other people don't like them.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't like them. I didn't at first, but I do know.
I think because they see Erica as whiny or whatever, which she is whiny, but she's upfront about being whiny, so.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't pretend that she's, like, something she's not.
Right. And I just love that they clearly love each other. Like, you could see it here. Like, they took care of each other. Even when they fight, like, they fought and got over it and moved on, you know what I mean?
And they don't fight in a hateful way, which we've seen a lot on The Amazing Race.
Right. They fight more than I understand you're both just frustrated with what's happening. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or in me, she's just kind of that whiny person and he knows it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, the return of the haystacks happens next week.
Oh, man.
Speaking of the thing you didn't like.
So next week, who do we think is winning?
I don't know.
You me either. I think I'm going to go back to Megan and Shane.
I'm just going to stick with Sam and Dan because I don't know.
Because you want them?
No. I'm gonna pick the Globetrotters.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Cool.
All right.
Moving on.
So our next show on our list is Greek, Season 3, Episode 10, Friend or Foe, the fall finale.
Yeah.
Or the mid-season finale or whatever you want to call it. The first half, what, the fifth chapter? Or whatever.
Yeah, seriously. The third month of the first year that they ever started. I mean, basically, that's what happens. Love this show. I can't get over how much I love this show. I do have to say, I preferred the penultimate episode to the finale.
So
but I did. I mean, I enjoyed Songfest. I thought that was fun.
I have a problem with the fire. Didn't we have this discussion already?
I don't
think
we did.
I had this discussion with you guys.
Maybe it was when you were high on your Vic 44.
Maybe it was.
What's the problem you have with the fire?
I just don't like the...
Reminded her too much of her temperature that she had, and it's too hot.
Oh. Mm.
All right. I just don't... I don't know how to recover from it, I guess, is my problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you make them not guilty? Is that the only way that they can really recover? Because I'm not going to feel like I feel like they're wrong in what they did, and I can't really forgive what they did. You know what I mean?
What, sneaking in?
They really...
Oh, I have no problem with that.
No, I have no problem with them sneaking in. I have a problem with them burning down the house and then not telling anybody. They
burning down the house. Barrel. You put that one up there. I shut it down. Anyway.
So, and they're usually the people I cheer for. So, like, if I can't cheer for them because I feel that they're wrong, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how they were caught.
Even if it turns out to be that it was faulty wiring or something else that caused the fire.
Yeah, that'll be fine. But if they really caused
it. But it still leaves them in the position of not having said anything for a period of time, even thinking that it could have been them. So,
true. That won't bother me as much.
They may get out of it that way, but it'll still sort of bother me a little bit just because you still have them, you know, doing the thing that you wouldn't think they would do necessarily. But
see, it won't bother me as much as if they have that, but it will feel like they're just... I mean, I feel like that's where they're going to go because it's the only way they can recover.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... One of them has to get expelled, right? At least one of them has to get expelled.
I mean, if they're going to expel half of KT for the golf cart thing, then they're certainly going to expel people for a house burning down. That's another thing. I hate that they built up this Evan and Cappy relationship to be kind of back to normal, and then they have to throw something in there that is just going to break them up again. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of understand that, but I don't want them to continue that. Like, I'd rather them... It'd be okay for me if they show that it is difficult for them to be friends in the capacity that they're in right now. So
right.
It's okay if they show that a little bit, but if they continue it, like if they really go back to Evan and Cappy not being friends anymore, then I won't like it.
Right.
Well, hopefully where they head out is that Evan actually finally just sort of stands up for himself inside his fraternity instead of being the, the president and, but yet going along with
what his people want him to do. Yeah.
Even when he thinks it's not something just so that he can, I don't know. But yeah, it was after the week before, while there was a lot of fun with the dance number and stuff like that, it was kind of, they sort of had to ratchet up the tension for the mid-season break.
Yeah.
Type of thing to leave things in flux.
I mean, I almost would have rather us have 9 episodes now and 11 episodes later, even though I know they like to run it 10 and 10. Like, that ending was so perfect. I don't know. We shall see.
Yeah, but they don't like to end things on those type of notes when they're coming back.
All right, so that's Greek. Your duty in the off-season, my friends, is to get caught up on Greek.
Yeah, that's...
I'm talking to our listeners, Ray.
Oh.
Yeah, if there's a show out there that you haven't been... if you haven't been watching Greek, it's one to go get the DVDs or get them from Netflix or what have you and start catching up because it's definitely... It's definitely worth it.
All right.
As is the next show, if you haven't been watching The Big Bang Theory, we got Season 3, Episode 6, The Cornhusker Vortex.
I love that Sheldon knows about football. I love that.
You kind of had to figure that he grew up in Texas. He had to know about football, but you kind of also like that while he knows about football, he still doesn't really get it.
Right.
But he knows all the ins and outs and what everything is. And then you could tell based on how he taught Leonard, that Leonard learned it, about football, but it was all exactly what it was, not,
Yeah. Oh, look like that. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's funny. When Sheldon doesn't know something or, like, is completely oblivious to what's going on around him, it's not painful, it's funny. When Leonard is oblivious to the fact that he sounds like a freaking moron, like, it's painful to me. I think that's the difference in actor.
Although I did like the scene when he's like, this is only halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah, bye.
All right, I gotta go. That's how I feel about most football games, but I watch because of the fantasy football team that I'm on. Ray, what'd you think? Did you watch this episode?
Yeah, it wasn't great. Sorry.
I didn't really like the Raj Howard side story as much. I don't know. They have a hit or miss episode here and there, and I think this is a, you know, they have hit or miss episodes. This to me was like in the middle of that. There were some funny lines, but it wasn't like my favorite.
Although I did like Sheldon with the taunting in the car on the way back after he had won Raj's kite.
Kite.
That was...
Oh my god, did I not see the end of this episode? Did I fall asleep?
That wasn't in the end.
That was at the beginning when they went and they were flying the kites and...
Did I not see the beginning of this episode?
Where Raj and Wolowitz lose because Wolowitz just leaves to go chasing off after some girl that he smiled at her.
Well, it was game five. The stupid Phillies. Love you, boys.
I just love that... Because it almost seemed a little out of character, but not really. But it was really funny, I thought, with him picking up the kite and taunting Raj in the back seat that he had his kite.
All right. So that's the Big Bang Theory.
All right. So next on our list is So You Think You Can Dance, which we are in the sixth season, the 12th episode, which had the top 18 performing.
All right. Are we ever going to hear about the Lark and what our scores are?
Yeah, he said he was going to do it sometime this weekend.
Do you have a busy week, maybe?
I guess.
So you think you can dance fantasy dance, Lark? Love
maybe
it.
John has a life.
Yeah, right? John, I don't. Whatever. Actually, all I did this week was watch the Phillies. Man, I need to get a life. So you think you can dance season 12, whatever. I don't even know what he said. I hate the stage.
I hate the stage, too. Did you get any of them right this week?
I did. I got them both right. And the only reason I got them both right is because I just, like, I filled out my whole bracket. It was like, who do I have left? And they were who I had left. And I was like, okay, why not? Put them in. That's who I got.
Nice.
It'll probably be the only time this season that I'm right. But I'm excited that it was the first week that it counts. Really.
No wonder you wanted to get it up.
Exactly. What? Nuzzle shoots him. Yes.
Oh, God.
Do you have a favorite? I mean, I know it's early.
I like Russell and I like Jacob.
I'm getting over the legacy shtick quickly. I mean, sure, you know, he dances fine, whatever, but I don't think he's God's gift to dancing by any means.
Okay.
Yeah, we shall see what happens. Did you have a favorite dance this week, though? Was there a dance you liked?
I don't remember them.
Yeah, me either, really. I don't know. Nappy Tabs, they are a choreographer, that they're hit or miss for me, and they've been missing a lot lately for me.
But they did that opening number I really liked.
Was there an opening number?
No, not this week. In the showcase show.
Wasn't that Wade?
Was it?
The big group number? That was Wade.
Yeah. Oh, never mind then.
But
I guess they are hit or miss.
Wade, I've always loved, and this I didn't necessarily care for. I don't know. I feel like this week compared to last week was a little down, and I thought that the Philip and Channing that was the worst thing. It was painful.
It was.
And I think it's more because of the lift. She just knew that she couldn't trust him, and
maybe I think he probably had some emotional.
Oh, that's true.
Baggage.
I know emotional baggage this week. I understand. So you think he can dance? We'll see what happens. I don't even remember who I voted for next week. That's how quickly it's gone out of my head.
I have my list that I would remember.
I'm going to try and win a trophy. I'm really excited about that. I want a trophy. I have a perfect place for it.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so you think you can dance? I do think it'll be interesting to see Victor and Channing together, though, now. Interested to see that. All right.
Next show on the list this week is V.
V!
Series premiere episode. The
pilot. I really, really like V.
As do I.
Love. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, Marina Baccarin, she's great. Elizabeth Mitchell, she's great. You know who my favorite person in this pilot was? Joel Gretsch. I love him. I love the 4400 in the early years. I love him.
Yeah, I just really liked the whole...
Oh, Alan was great, too.
I just really liked the whole thing.
And I will say that if Joel Gretsch was my priest, I'd be at church a lot more. And I'm pretty sure I've made that joke 100 times, but it's true. Anyway.
Lord. I remember back when like they were first talking about the pilot. We had seen it, obviously, because we saw it early. But they were talking about the pilot on Weedness mm-hmm. and the whatever clips they saw, and somebody said something about, I didn't see Alan in there. Like, they didn't see any clips of Alan. And so it feels like forever since we've had to hold the secret of.
Oh, I know. It's nice to, like, that Alan's everybody's not seen. Spoiler alert for those of you who didn't catch it, but it was cool. I mean, looking back, it totally makes sense, right? Because it's him. He plays such weird characters so well.
Yeah, somebody posted that on Twitter. I forget who now, but we should always remember, don't trust Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, because Dollhouse and V, and they mentioned some other stuff that he seems to be playing characters recently that seem to be one thing and turn out to be something else by the end of the episode.
Yeah, exactly. And I like Morris Chestnut, so I'm really glad that he's going to have, like, a really fleshed out role. You know, he's a secret V or whatever. Scott Wolf, what's up with him? He does not age. I think he's been 28 for 16 years. Because he was, like, 40 when he was on Party of Five. God. Anyway.
He does age well. Or not, actually.
Yeah, he does. He unages. He stays the same age well. And Marina Baccarin was built to play a reptile. A reptile agent alien.
Nice.
From a distant land.
I just liked the whole episode. I thought it had, you know, some nice twists. I thought it set up for the story going forward of having some people, you know, sort of an underground type of thing, knowing the truth about the visitors, and then
mm-hmm.
one of them being connected to, like, the, you know, having a son that's totally enamored with Supergirl, and
right.
And then you have also knowing that they've been here for a while, or, you know, they've had some here for a while, like Morris Chestnut's character, and you find out, but
right.
that he's not really in on the idea of what they're trying to do, and so he's sort of, you know, so they set up all these
right.
different things.
Yeah, they have a lot of stories they can. I mean, the thing that really sucks though is that, like, we're only going to get 4 episodes, and then we have to hold our breath for 6 months until it comes back.
Although it almost ends up being in a sort of, not really on purpose now necessarily, it just sort of ended up working out that way, because it was only going to be, they were originally going to air like 6 episodes in the fall, and then it was going to be a bit of a break. But it almost ends up being like the original, where it was a 4-hour miniseries that aired in the fall, and then in the spring, there was another, you know, there was a 6-hour miniseries.
Right.
So it'll almost sort of mimic the original, except that this is, you know, all a series.
Yeah. So well, I'm looking forward to see what happens next. So.
Well, I'm interested to see what kind of thing they've set up in the 4th episode for. There's got to be something that'll leave
yeah.
you, hopefully, wanting to watch the episodes when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
So that was V. The next show on our list is Modern Family, which we are at episode 7 of the first season, which was Unguard.
I think my favorite part of the show was the T-shirt.
Which T-shirt?
I like I like Manny's T-shirt, but I also like
Claire and Present Danger.
I liked that.
That was the best one, because it was a joke that was set up and then it was never pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit, they made sure that it was on screen like 2 or 3 times so that you could, if you were paying attention, see it and read it. But there wasn't anybody that said, oh, you're wearing your Claire and Present Danger shirt or something like that.
Right, right.
It was a little bit of the subtlety of it. But yeah, I like that he likes to make shirts. That was really good.
Yeah, I'm getting a little over the Ed O'Neill wrap up at the end of the episode though.
Although he had a perfect place for his trophy.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't really bother me either. And ultimately, probably it might not always be him. It might be somebody else that has something.
Yeah.
But yeah, that doesn't really bother me. But the best. I about died laughing when they came out, and it wasn't, they hadn't just done the one the one move from their skating, you know, where
they were still performing.
They were doing the rest of the routine out in the parking lot. Oh, when she first got up and walked over and took her position like she was on the skates, and then they did that. I mean, that was pretty funny.
But yeah,
when
definitely.
They came walking out, and they were like together doing like the tandem skate in the parking lot. Oh, that was too brilliant.
It was very funny.
And they were doing a really good job at it too. I mean, they had to They had to really put in some serious time to pull that off.
Fire and knife.
Yeah. Because of my red hair, and because for her it was ironic.
Yes, very funny stuff. So yes, a good episode of Modern Family. Continues to be one of my favorite.
It's starting to show that it has a lot of that, like in the previous episode, where in this episode, she sets it up with Manny. You have to do the sword fighting with the girl. You can't, so that everybody's equal. You can't just not compete.
To be fair, and then, I don't think it's sword fighting. I think it's fencing.
It's fencing, whatever. And then they go to it, but you find out that she's like lost her parents and
orphan girl from the hospital.
All these other people, her friends get from the hospital are wheeled in wheelchairs and stuff like that.
Yes, very funny.
And then Manny just goes off on he's starting with his back to her and then jumping around and so it always has that and they're trying to. I liked when he tried to do like the throat slit thing, like to cut it out. You don't need to win or whatever. And he's like, yeah, that's right. I got her.
Yeah.
And he does the move.
Yeah, good episode for sure.
It was great. I like the way those little twists and stuff that they throw in there.
Yeah, I like you have to pay attention to really like enjoy it.
Yeah, and the little digs and things in there where he's rooting for his adopted son there and basically and the rest of his kids are all there, and he's saying stuff like it's nice to have somebody who can be the best at something. But the one more thing on that with the best of something
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Claire and I think
Phil?
Yeah, Phil and Claire are sitting on the couch talking about their kids and being the best at something, and they're talking about their daughter. They get to the oldest daughter and they're like, "Well, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She can marry somebody.
Exactly.
She can find somebody that's really good, that's the best at something." That was really good. Those lines like that in there. I mean, that has become a show that it's, well, I thought I'd like it all along. I've come to like it more and more and more as it's going along, that you're like really look forward to watching the next episode.
Yep. I'm dying to move on to my favorite show from this week after we've now performed the whole episode of Modern Family.
Well, it was so good.
My favorite episode of TV this week.
Which is Supernatural, Season 5, Episode 8, Changing Channels.
Oh my god. Oh my god, right? Right? Am I right? It's so good. It was so good.
It was so
good. Hey, what'd you think? I know you loved it.
I did love it. Probably my favorite episode of this season. I'd say so far, but the truth is probably going to be the favorite episode of the season.
Oh, yeah. I always like the Trickster episodes, always. And I love that they captured everything you need them to capture. Like, if you're going to spoof something, go 100% balls to the wall, spoof it. Get an Anya Marin a song. Get the blue scrubs with the white jacket, Get the Seriously. Get the dead Denny. Like, that was genius.
The show has ghosts on it?
Yeah. genius.
Yeah, or, when he was watching it on the TV, and they have they go into the elevator. So, they had, even when they were in the show, they still had, spoof of
elevator moments, exactly.
Elevator moment, and when they're in there and the one comes up and just slaps him in the face.
I mean, it's so something that would happen. I mean, even to name the character Ellen Bigelow, which is so close. yeah. Ellen Pompeo. Like, oh, genius.
Yeah. Or there goes Dr. Wang.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. The opening credits were genius. With the Full House font and, oh. Well, those boys get to ham it up. Boy, they have so much fun. Huh?
Isn't there an opening credits to like an 80s show or a 90s show that had the guys playing football and then falling down to the ground together? When there was. I couldn't find it.
I feel like there is. I mean, I know they play football in the Full House one, in the very original one. But I feel like maybe the Hogan family, something like that.
I'm thinking that there's, I'm pretty sure if you could probably find that those are opening segments from different shows.
No, I mean, I know that, because, like, the tandem bicycle and...
Oh, my God, the tandem bicycle.
I was trying, and I should have looked through all of the different seasons of Full House, and maybe there was one where they actually, like, did something like that, because it was very Full House-esque because of the fonts and everything. But anyway.
They definitely play football. When, in the first
season... Yeah, but they don't fall. I looked at the first season. Yeah. One. Anyway.
Hmm. The Herpexia commercial? Like...
Genital herpes.
The fact that he can... Oh, my God. It's so good. I can't get over my love for the show.
However, my spit take moment was the...
Yeah, I was dying to know what your spit take moment was. I don't know if I ever heard.
Knight Rider. It was Knight Rider. Yeah. It's just... Just when he gets in the car and Sam goes, Dean... And you know exactly what it's going to be. That was when I had the spit take moment. I was like, oh, no, they didn't. And then I was like, if this had been the remake of Knight Rider, I would watch this.
I really liked you, and I said this when I did a review of it. The thing about the show is that it could have just been like a funny, out-of-the-context show that everybody who's not a fan or who is a fan would have liked it. But they added the mythology that, sure, sometimes it's like, really? That's what they're going with? It makes sense. It moves the story along. It doesn't kill off my favorite character. It just kind of leaves him in a ring of fire. Like, I don't know. It's an interest, and it leaves you thinking. It leaves the boys thinking, and it always is, and I love that.
Yeah, it was really good.
Jason, have you ever seen an episode of Supernatural?
Yeah, I watched probably, like, the first... 6 episodes of the first season before I ever stopped watching it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if like, this was your first episode of Hawaii or...
And I don't know, I may have watched an episode here or there in the second season, but yeah, mostly I haven't watched... I've watched less than a dozen episodes ever. Yeah.
I love how much they committed. They committed 100%. I'm just in love with it. And how hot were they? How hot were they in their doctor scrubs? Oh my God.
Wait, we didn't talk about CSI.
Oh my God, sunglasses? I say
the sunglasses.
That was like a weird amalgam of like all the CSIs.
Yeah.
It was like
dark at night.
It had the sort of the darkness of the way they tend to film stuff for CSI and sometimes CSI New York. Then they had the sunglasses, which was definitely CSI Miami.
The no talent douchebag.
Yeah.
God.
They had. I love the. Like they even did the graphics on the stabbing of the heart.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Although I said this on Twitter, and I'll say it again, I do still sort of wish that when the trickster says you got the wrong guy or whatever. And Dean, like, looks at him and says, did we? Right before Sam stabs him. I wish Dean had whipped off his sunglasses and said it, because it would have been perfect. But, sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, because they went with the sort of really bad puns of, like, CSI when they're...
Oh, so good.
And stuff, yeah, it was... that was really good. I was really with the Knight Rider bit, I mean, it was, like... I mean, it looked, and everything, just like, and the music and everything, it was, it wasn't, like, close or something like that. It seemed like it was, they got the right to use the actual.
Exactly. The Who-sounding music at the beginning of
the only thing
CSI
that would have made that better is if he would have been, like, driving down, like, a dirt road or something, or if they would have been someplace where he could have been out in the middle of nowhere. But, yeah, that was really good. And
Definitely awesome.
Say we pulled it out of Sam's ass.
I love when he's like, was it Eric Banner or Edward Norton? And she's like, no, it was Lou Ferrigno. And they're talking about the whole.
But she's like, no, those movies sucked. It was the TV show.
So good. So yes, all in all, my favorite season, favorite episode so far this season, I have to say it was definitely in my top five of all time.
Well, I'd have to say that it was my favorite episode of the season.
Yes. Yes.
Rich, right there at number one.
I mean, I think Mystery Spot, Injuice Bellow, and what's the one right after that? The finale that year. Or is Injuice Bellow the finale? No, that's one with Lilith, right?
The police station. Yeah, what about Ghost Facers?
Oh my God, right. Those three were right in order. Like Ghost Facers, Mystery Spot, Injuice Bellow, this one. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, and I finally got season four on DVD, so I can do a rewatch of the rewatch.
Speaking of things, though, but the next episode, the previews of the next episode.
So meta. I'm so excited.
That actually looks like an episode that if you're like a super fan of the show, like that episode is gotta be just outstanding. Well, in this episode, there was stuff that anybody could, who hasn't watched the show like me, could enjoy even with the advancing of the storyline. The next episode looks like an episode that is like totally for the fans.
And that's the thing too, like it's actually like it'll be totally for the fan of Supernatural because you'll understand it, but people watching it, like they'll be like, oh, or who are fans of another show like to this degree will completely understand that like Sam and Dean have these followers in real life because of book series or whatever. Like it totally can relate to other people's obsessions with other things and the obsession that people have with Jared and Jensen. Genius.
That's one of my favorites.
One of your favorite obsessions is an obsession with Jared and Jensen?
No, I was thinking of the
episode. Oh my God, Ray. Did your cough turn your voice into a robot?
Tell you that sound better.
You're sounding really raspy, I have to say.
Amory, we should have done a I know you're a robot because...
No, I know you're a robot. Every time I talk to you on Skype, your voice goes into a robot voice.
Oh, anyway, sorry.
You know, I know you're a ghost. Your microphone is haunted. Oh, I go on.
Anyway, what I was saying was that one of my favorite episodes of the show is the episode that is also a very meta episode. Sorry.
Oh my God, the book episode, right? Oh yes. My God, genius.
Stop touching him. Sorry, anyway.
So good.
Okay, that was the last show on our list. We were thinking, who was it? Was it Will that requested that we talk about Fringe?
Yeah, here's the thing, Will. I did not get caught up on Fringe, as I promised.
No Fringe this week, because as we heard a little bit earlier, Ray's not watching it.
Sorry.
And I have not caught up.
And Amory is behind, so the only one that's watched this week's episode is me, and I don't want to spoil Amory, so... You'll have to wait for next week, Will, when Amory still won't have watched the last episode.
Exactly.
And we'll still won't be talking about it.
I want to add a couple things. Stomp, clap. Stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, clap. That's from It's Always Sunny last week. Genius. And I also want to add, is your cat me too much noise?
Stomping around all night.
So good.
It's really funny. People haven't watched it. You need to watch it.
It's always this Philadelphia. Amazing.
This week's.
The World Series episode, where the first time Dee opens the letter, she's like, oh, shit, there's stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because the Philly love around here for Chase Utley, man, woman, child, everybody wants to be with Chase Utley. So it was very good. Oh, so that's it. That's TV Times 3. Happy 50th birthday, TV Times 3. You know what we should have done? We should have gotten celebrities to say that.
Yeah, you should have.
What celebrity is going to do that for us?
I could have perfected my celebrity impression.
Yeah, every interview that you did for like the last, you should have been saying, could you just say this one thing before we're done?
Would have been the Law and Order cast and Marina Baccarin. Can you just say happy 50th birthday, TV Times 3. But anyway, that's our birthday. Happy birthday to you. No, I'm kidding. Because 50, I don't know why we're celebrating 50 more than, like, 30, but whatever. Or, like, 100.
Some number.
We're halfway to syndication. Let's keep going.
We're not celebrating 100 because we haven't done that many yet.
Right.
That will be the momentous epic episode.
You know what I love? I love homemade cheesesteaks, and my mom made them for dinner.
So I'm taking it that we're done, and you got to eat.
Yeah, I got to eat. Because if there's anything I don't like, it's cold homemade cheesesteaks. So if you wanted to talk to us, send us feedback, you know, leave a message on our Snapvine widget on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands. Yeah. What else? Do we say anything else? No. Our music today, when it wasn't provided by me, I didn't sing that much, but whatever. Was provided by IODA.
You didn't sing at all this time.
What?
Oh, no, you did a little. Never mind.
Say a little bit of happy birthday just 2 minutes ago. Did you forget? Anyway, our music is provided by IODAPromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title, put out by Yellow Dog Records. Bye!
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Is it recording me now?
Okay, we're recording again.
Like, for real recording? Like, you can hear me?
Yeah, well, I can hear you all the time, but...
It can hear me?
The little green lines on the recording program are fluctuating when you talk now, so...
All right, okay.
I wish I would have realized.
Is everybody ready?
We're more than ready.
Let's do this. And go. Kathy Griffin will be hosting a new celebrity dance show on ABC.
Yes, no relation.
It's funny, I kind of feel like the head of ABC has a Jekyll and Hyde syndrome, where like one part of him really thinks about really great comedy and really, really great dramas and like gives everybody some room to breathe. And the other part thinks that the United States of America only cares about celebrity dance shows and half-naked bachelors. I'm not sure where the two connect.
Unfortunately, 17 million people watch Dancing with the Stars, so...
We shall see.
I don't know that we shall.
Right. another person needs to take a drink of water.
Yes.
Don't stop every time I cough or you're going to be stopping the whole time.
Exactly. Gordon Ramsay.
If you do stop, then I'll be able to cut it out.
We'll stop if you get...